Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I've been listening to the Business of Authority podcast with Rochelle Moulton and Jonathan Stark. Fantastic podcast, by the way. If you're not listening to it yet, you really should be. Rochelle and Jonathan are whip smart, intelligent, witty, entertaining. I mean, they're the whole package. So go and check that out. It's called The Business of Authority. You can find it on iTunes or your podcast player of choice. In this particular episode, Rochelle and Jonathan were talking about investing in your business. When should you do it? When shouldn't you do it? And how can you tell the difference between a good investment idea and a bad investment idea for your business? Great discussion, and I'm going to link to it in the show notes, but I did want to share my two cents on the topic here as well. So I think there are two types of investments that you can make in your business. There are investments to grow your business, and there are investments to run your business. And the decision-making process for each is going to be very, very different. When it comes to growing your business, I believe you should be much more liberal in your spending and willing to invest, because it's only when your business is growing that you're even going to have the opportunity to invest in running your business. So in other words, when it comes to growth, I think you need to have a bias towards investing. By all means, do your due diligence, be responsible, but then once you checked off all the boxes, have a bias towards making these investments. So what kind of investments are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about things like advertising, whether that's on Facebook or on Google or Twitter or LinkedIn, running ads to promote your business. We're talking about sponsoring events or conferences where your target clients are gathering. We're talking about hiring help for social media or LinkedIn outreach or wherever you're playing. We're talking about purchasing courses and programs to level up your skill sets and give you the mindset and the tools and the abilities that you need to go out and market and better sell your services. And we're talking about things like hiring a marketing or a business coach or a business development coach or something like that. Those are all examples of investments you might make to grow your business. But there's one big caveat here. Do not invest in something just because the opportunity presents itself. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Do not invest in something just because the opportunity presents itself. Because remember, marketers are masters at presenting you with opportunities that you did not know that you needed and then convincing you that you can't live without them. And when you fall into that trap, then what happens is you become like a kite blowing in the wind, right? Whichever way the wind blows, you're going to go without any real volition or intention of your own. So instead, what you want to do first is assess where you want to go, where you're taking this thing, what actually makes sense for your business to the best of your ability. You don't have all the answers, but you do want to have a strategy in place at some level. And then once you have that strategy, then you can make the appropriate investments to help you execute that strategy. And then you can assess which investments make sense based on whether or not they align with your business strategy. So that's how to make investments to grow your business. The other type of investment is investments to run your business. And this one's a little bit simpler, I think, because you really should be investing in the people, whether it's staff or freelancers or external consultants or professionals, who can do all the things that you can't do, that you hate doing, that you're bad at doing, and that you really shouldn't be doing. Because you want to be focused exclusively on what Dan Sullivan calls your unique ability. That is the one thing that you are absolutely, bar none, world class at. And then you want other people to do everything else. Now, obviously, that's very aspirational. You're not going to get there overnight, but you can start small and you can start now. Here's a great example. You may or may not know this about me, but in a previous career, I used to be a CPA at a little-known firm called Ernst & Young. But even after I left the profession, I continued doing my own personal taxes. And that makes sense, right? Why pay another CPA when I have the same letters, same credentials, and really it was a pretty simple job? And that's perfectly sound reasoning when you're not a business owner. Sorry, my phone went off. But then when I started my own company, I told myself I would continue doing my own corporate taxes, even though I had no experience in corporate tax whatsoever, because I used to work in audit when I was at the firm. But, you know, I figured I studied it in school and I knew enough to pass the exam. So, you know, how hard could it be? Well, it turns out I never even got to find out how hard it was, because for the next 3 years, I didn't even file my corporate tax returns because I was so busy trying to grow and run my new business that taxes never made it to the top of my pile. And frankly, nor should it have. And then eventually, I kind of grudgingly hired an accountant and gave the reins over to him once I realized that I'm really never going to get around to this. And that was the best decision I could have made, because this was a case where I could have figured it out on my own. But that's really not where I should have been spending my time and my energy and my abilities. So that may be an extreme case, because most of you probably wouldn't even think twice about doing your own corporate taxes. You'd hire a firm because you're probably not a CPA. And yet you do all kinds of other stuff that you're frankly not good at, that you don't have the time for, and that take away from doing more important work, and that are not within your unique abilities. So if that's the case, then you really have to take a good hard look at where you're spending your time and whether you can outsource some of that work to people who are cheaper than you. Because I believe that 9 times out of 10, if you look at that work that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, you could be making far more money if you spend that time working with clients and then paying somebody else to do those things a lower wage. So to sum it up, when it comes to growing your business, I think you should invest often and have a bias towards investing, but only if you have a strategy in place and that investment aligns with your strategy. And when it comes to running your business, you want to start slow, but eventually you want to have other people doing all the things in your business that you should not be doing, so you can focus on the things that you are world-class at. Thanks again to Rochelle and Jonathan for inspiring this episode. I'm going to drop a link to their podcast, The Business of Authority, in the show notes to this one, and we'll talk tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.